your want, your ache, your throb. It's here, and you're devoting some time to getting it all prepared, enhanced, elevated, my dear. Do you want what's going on here? Specifically, intensely, devoting a little time to that tingle between your legs. It's not even from you. Being pressed on you, installed in you, those tingly, wiggly, achy, wanton spermies just preparing to explode from deep inside. You want to succumb to the urge to come, to shoot, project, make that thing a cannon, spurt so it lands across my breast someday. But that pressure is reserved only for those who can walk around with the fully loaded model in your pocket. Well, it's not in your pocket, is it? It's just happy to see me. You want to come, you want to succumb. When you succumb, well, then you're done. Done with that load. Done with that ripening. Done with the development of a load. A loaded thing. Ready to spring into action. There are other eyes around. You know you won't be able to satisfy your urge. That's how the tease always is in the morning. Sweet, trusting of you. If you know you're not gonna climax, then babe, don't I get to go as quick as I can? Don't I get to tempt you to spurt, knowing you won't? The rules of our game are themselves the tools of our game. Craving me, I'm not there to see. Wouldn't it be a waste if eventually you didn't get to spurt and show and glow, get to let that pearlescent voluptuousness manifest in the world? Once you take the lid off the box, there's nothing you can do. Once you pop the cork on the champagne, that joyous celebration will come fluting to the surface in pleasure, in the glazing of eyes. This is your hand, by your own hand or none, this time. But I'm responsible for winding the clockwork, or should I say, for winding the spiraled, coiled, potential energy of swimming, moving like they're milling around at the doorway, knowing soon they will escape, and escape openly and notoriously at that. You understand the value of a ripened load. You understand the energetic purchase and purpose it takes in you right before it explodes. Too many people might see that heat between your legs. Too many people might wonder if someone offered the chance, would you plead or bet no? You will proudly stride through your day. The tails of those things curled inside says nothing either way. You can endure. A good climax is made of many days like this. They say if you fold 1,000 origami cranes, you get a wish. They say if you endure this suffering long enough, the climax will be something new, something beautiful to you, but come on. You can appreciate the spasmodic swelling of the length, its projection forward, the way it even makes me, describing it, salivate, because I am contemplating an energized, overcharged thing, suffused with power, loaded with springs, waiting to spurt and squirt and unload a long, charged bit of the muzzle. A powder keg ready to blow and project and have power behind it. Those splattering squirts that, whether they land on someone's breasts, painting and adorning them as the mark of, oh, they were so arousing that those breasts just had to be adorned with those tingly wiggly swimmers, thus shown, thus displayed, the kind of thing that the right kind of risque party might half imagine leaving a shiny spot or wiping it away only with trepidation or wanting to scoop it on her finger and stare longingly at it. But if I knew you liked to see it on the breasts, wouldn't I let you? Wouldn't anyone? Creamy, dreamy, thickened adornment, the best lip gloss, the best skin cream, the best way to remake someone sultry enough to be touched by spurt after spurt, to be changed. So I dream of you walking around, full balls, those orbs, those sacks containing virility, makers of good growth, projecting tingly wiggly shooty spermies for me. This is more than a tease. This is me saying I'd be on my knees for truly packed, ripened, voluptuous, spermatic release. For the escapism of their escaping spurt, for the truth of their gorgeous arc, pearlescent, and then opaque enough that if you admire my skin beneath, then spurting on me is more still, isn't it? Is a lens through which I am only more gorgeous. The best lip gloss, the best skin cream, the best way of satisfying a long-held hand gliding toward my sex dream. Of the satisfying climax carried out before me, of getting to wind up the key and be the kitten who got the cream. Oh yeah, that's the dream. Working on that pole, barely within my own control as shaft stands erect, as the curling curve becomes the only thing in my vision, reflected in my dark eyes, looking up, but reflecting the underside, so looking down at me is to see that alluring back muscle. To see those stretched sacks I reverently lift on my hand. Yes. And doesn't that have you on edge? I want it. I want you to slide that in. To let my own combines at least get you to the very edge, where that strong back muscle is erecting, where the side veins are turgid with the erect, firm openness. Inside, they're all milling back and forth at the exit, at the entrance, at the place that matters. Aren't you more excited than you figured? Yeah. I think you hear me. I think you know what's gonna happen. I think you know all the ways you could blow a heavy, hot load that weighs me down. That huge, deep-seated ejaculation that makes your whole erection seize and shudder, then judder as explosive, pressurized force from the long, teased awakening. Isn't it such a artisanal, beautiful process to not even touch the thing? But have so much ripened seed waiting in the wings to spurt forth in waves, to escape, to bring, finally, salvation from the long, teasy ache. I will be here to persuade you. You're so stuffed and engorged with that stuff, with the seed that is the best lip gloss, the best skin cream, the most automatic badge of office when I wear it on my breasts, making me into a puddle, making me into a hungry, happy, horny puddle, sperm splashed, voluptuously painted, the Trojan horse that is your big, hard erection, pearlescent, bulging, Cargo, I will await it with extended tongue. I will wait it with masturbated breath. I will be here some evening when you've waited. I won't say when, I won't say how I let you use the judgment that you still have. Behind clouds of tingling, swimming, incisive, hear a pining wad of that squirting, spurting stuff. Hear the individual swimmers have had enough and begin to push against the walls. Begin to make those balls, all so obviously enthralled. Ready to spurt, ready to squirt, just spread me and slide in, or along the red carpet of my tongue, or between my fingers, woven around you, stroking insistently, rhythmically milking till you're done, till you're done, till you come. I want it, horny for it, soaked for it, spreading myself open. Offering up my tongue, my hands, my breasts, my thighs, any place you might be lured in. Sliding my stockings down, revealing a spread, splayed, bare mound you could paint. You could climax on the outside, and I would still emptily hold it open, say here, aiming here. Watch my convulsions wick away your voluptuous, ripened load, carrying away your obsession. You carry it around in you, a biological process that tops you up. You ache. Or am I just projecting 'cause I ache? Horny for it, fill me please, take me down on my knees, fill me deep. Get in me, get to it. Get as deep in me as you can. Hard all day for me, knowing you'll be able to plumb the deepest depths just like I planned. You're gonna do such a good job later. And you're going to do such a good job when you climax. You're doing lovely here in the anticipation phase. Then the bed phase. And the spurty, squirty, spermies flooding my deep pussy. Flooding my tongue till I swallow to keep up with the tide of what you hide inside. Please, please, whatever you please. As long as you spurt when I'm on my knees and I say please. When I finally let you. Well, the words are dangerous words, so I won't say them till the end. Have a lovely day, as what's between your legs plies and makes the case for our later play in bed, or in the fantasizing corners of your sperm-stuffed brain. The balls below yet demand those sacks remain restrained. But in the deeper places, the breed me, fuck me, please me, flood me, deepest extent that I'm open. Submitting, breedable, takeable, breed me, fuck. But only when you get there. Only when you're ready, stud. Only when the worthy moment arrives and you say, yeah, this is what I was here for. And if you arrive at the end horny, wanton, if your balls are full and your denied body is gone from morning to night. If you skipped yesterday or the day before. If you give me a load, ripened, ready to explode, spermatic overload, soak into me. Chemically charge and change what I think of that cock I already know I think. Positively. I think praisingly. Cravingly. Of the musculature, the inflating, erecting shaft, which of course gets hard all the time, but getting hard with me in mind is different. Trying not to accidentally set myself off, knowing you're not going to climax. Not right now, and I should wait too, not until I have to, not until the squirt, shoot, spew of Slow, progressing to rapid squirting cream, the sperm within of which I dream, sliding on my skin. You can tell I want to play, so I start your day with something as intense as this, sneaking in the thought, yes. I can't make you do anything, but I can tempt you. I can lead you into temptation and push you deeply into me, invite you inside, make your path slick and prepared. Spurt what neither of us can see right now, but what we will both see and feel when you paint me, when you reveal that white, hot flood from inside, hips rhythmic and moving, constant override, overload, inside squeeze, hips moving like a pistoning machine, filling me in transgressive bliss. The only rule is to wait, and you don't want to wait. You want to use me, fill me, and I want to use your length, fulfill your length. Each of us more fulfilled, connected, do unforgettable little things to me. To get yourself to the edge, to get your tingling, flooding, flowing up the shaft, squirt prepared, load ready to splatter and mark me over and over, hitting me inside where I cannot see, but where I want it to be. Where I cannot help but weave my hands around you, wrap my legs and invite you in. Think of this hole, think of the tip of you hard, beginning to slide inside. Hearing my siren song all day long, winding around your long, hard, projecting implements. Implement your length into me. Insist on flooding, sticking, spurting, seeding deep inside. The ejaculatory bliss of completely flooding, flooding, fuck, flooding, coming in. Spermatic spurt from where I begin, you know you couldn't help but begin to thrust in. And when you're given the opening, the empty opening, you will fill that opening desire and stream. And spurt and cream. Won't you think of the dream of me squeezing, squeezing, milking ropes of streamered cream to decorate my insides, or my tongue, or the palm of my hand? Though how could I keep my tongue away from a captive load made to play the sweetest ejaculations, the most pining spermatic release? The way that all you can do at the right place, the right time is squirt, and at the wrong place and the right time, will you follow the rules? You don't overexert. You burn and churn and learn to fill the hole inside you with more and more waiting, more ripening, supplied with reasons to wait and ripen, not masturbate, just wait to flood me. I'm the one who can't wait, too. Awaken my hunger, which sleeps in you, seeping, spurting, voluptuous tide of sticky proof of you. Hard all day, every day till we play, till I'm full of you, full up of you, never having my fill of you. Resetting the timer so you've got to wait to give me that ripened load, unmasturbated and ready. Sweet ejaculations, whether with me, or if you stray and I get to see how many times you go back to A, B, C. It should be simple, shouldn't it? Surely there aren't a set of traps and pitfalls between here and C to bring you back and have you spend more time training your drained self with me. Follow the rules, and you'll get your treat. A simple offering. And since the offering is me, it can't be beat, but you also should keep your hand off that meaty length, off that propulsion system, off that pressurized length, ready to explode the cargo from its storage tanks till they've overflowed. See you in the next one, maybe. Unless you just squirted before you got to the end. Later, love.